Good morning. Happy New Year.
Good morning.
I saw these canisters that Miss Jerry had on the front row, and I didn't see that they said Lifesavers. I thought they were two energy drinks. I thought, man, Miss Jerry is going to be going crazy today by the end of the service, but they're just full of Lifesavers. I really did. That's the truth. I really did think. I thought those were two energy drinks. I thought, man, Miss Jerry, she's going to be nuts. Well, it's good to see you this morning. You know, we're a few days into the new year, if you didn't know that. We're going to do a few different things this morning. One of the things I want us to make sure that we do is this, that we celebrate. Now, as a congregation, we try to do that throughout the year. You know, we have opportunities to share during Sunday morning, hopefully have opportunities to share during a life group. But I want to make sure that we pause this morning for just a few minutes at the beginning of our time together and recognize what God did in our lives over the last year or so. You know, if you remember something, as you read the Old Testament in particular, one of the cool things that the Israelites do, a lot of times when you start a passage of Scripture, whether it be someone's song or a psalm or something, they begin with remembering what God did. You know, they don't move on to the next thing without understanding and establishing, wait a second, we're here because God did something in the past. We're not here on our own. We weren't the smartest. We weren't the brightest. We weren't the strongest. We weren't the most powerful. That it was God in His sovereignty that did things that allowed us to come to this point. Even if it was to a point of rough times, they still acknowledge, hey, wait a second, God was working back here. So that's why I open our time this morning. I open the floor with, what did God do in your life in the year 2013 that maybe you hadn't even thought about till this moment that I'm asking the question that you would like to thank Him for, acknowledge Him for, praise Him for? And it might be something really, really tiny and insignificant in the world's eyes, but in your eyes, it was a big deal. I mean, hey, you may have found your car keys on the morning that it seemed like the world was falling in, and you said, God, help me, and God just said, go such and such place, and that's right where they are. I'm not looking for something huge necessarily. Some things you want to celebrate with the congregation this morning that God did. Beth? Praying for peace. Well, I'm going to show you a little video, or John's going to show you a little video from the Skit Guys. And it's kind of took some time to look back a little bit. This is just a funny little thing. You've seen Skit Guys videos before about looking now as we move forward. Because the fact is God's left us here to move forward. And we praise Him and we thank Him, but we do grow, hopefully, from that as we move forward. So, John, go ahead, and then we're going to do something else after that.
This year will be different.
This year will be different. This year
will be different.
This year, I need to eat less. You know what? I do solemnly swear that this year I will lose 10 pounds. Or at least 5.
5 is the magic number. That's how many times I want to visit my grandmother this year, which would be 5 more than last year.
Learn to wait. I always want things instantly. I need patience. Now! This year, I'll
be nicer to my parents. What, Mom? Get off my back. I just
need peace in my life. I'm just so nervous all the time. I'm twitching. 3 kids. I'm a twitcher. I'm twitching. I twitch. I just can't seem to get
my pits to stop sweating. Can you see this? Look, when did I become the human leak? I mean, I know I've got some stress about my future and everything, but why can't I just be like everyone else and you conceal it? Okay, I'll just have to fake it till I make it. And I'll
be better than I've ever been in my entire life.
If I'm gonna make this year count, I have to do some things differently. To pay time.
Make some goals this year. Just 3, not 10.
Stop judging people who aren't like me.
Stop snapping at my kids.
Dream!
Character over image.
Learn that I'm loved, but not entitled.
God, did you forget about me? I'm here. Just show me what to do.
Give me the strength to change.
What am I saying? I don't even know if I want to change, God. I'm comfortable. I have a good life. I know. You want the best for me. So why don't I want the best for me?
Starting tomorrow, using my gifts and talents, I'm going to live my life differently. God's way.
I'm tired of keeping this great gift.
A secret. Can I tell you a secret? I feel like I'm separated from something. That sounds weird, doesn't it? But whatever I need, it's bigger than this world can
offer. I offer my life, God. That's something much more than what I can see. So please, God, would you just take this little bit of faith that I have?
I just can't wait another year.
Ephesians 5:15-17 says, "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." But the second one, this is the one that's hurt me. Go ahead, John. Go ahead, John. See where it says Zephaniah 1:12? Now, I'm sure most of you have diligently studied Zephaniah inside and out, probably can memorize it and all that good stuff. "At the time, I will search Jerusalem with lamps and punish those who are complacent, who are like wine left on its dregs, who think the Lord will do nothing either good or bad." I think that struck my heart because, like I told you, I didn't go looking for this. God brought it to my attention. And that's where I feel I am. But I also feel that's where the American church is that one word. We are complacent. And I'm not sure we really believe God is going to do anything. A couple of you mentioned chastising. I'm not sure we believe in our hearts as a church in America that we really believe God punishes sin anymore. I'm not sure sometimes we believe that God moves and answers prayers, that God will heal miraculously, or that if He doesn't choose to heal miraculously on this side, that something good can come out of a death on this side. And I am concerned about me, I'm concerned about we, the big we, that we really do dwell there, and God saying, "Not on my watch. I will not allow you to sit on the throne of complacency." And the first scripture that John put up, like I said, I know we talk about that one. We bring that one up. And those 3 points, I should test them, Dusty, to see if they read those these weeks. Because I stole those from Dusty's prayer outline that he sent out this week. Now, he sent out 7, but I felt those 3 were very pertinent to us this morning. We're not going to discuss them. We're going to spend some time praying this morning. Because I believe that God has some things He wants to maybe set right in our hearts, maybe set a fire in our hearts. Maybe bring some peace. Because I know that for most of us sitting here, 2014 is a year that we have a lot of thoughts about this coming year. Okay? But I started this morning by reminding all of us through our own testimonies what God has done and He is doing, to show just how faithful He really is to us. And that the year 2014 can be all God wants it to be. It's a matter of whether or not we're going to join Him or not. That's really, I think, the question for us. Are we going to join Him? He's willing to let us on the ride, but do we really want on the ride? Do we really want on the ride with Him? So at that time, God's going to search Jerusalem, and He's going to search the crevices and the cracks. And He's not going to be happy with the complacency of His people. Because they believe that, well, God, you're not really going to do anything anyway. So I'd encourage you this morning, as we pause, let me see what time it is. We're going to probably spend about 10 or 15 minutes. John's going to leave those questions up there. Okay? I'll read them out loud one time. And then we're just going to spend the next 10 or 15 minutes praying. If you want to pray with somebody, you're welcome to. You can sit right there. You can come down to the altar. Gary, I don't know if you feel led to play music. That's fine. If you don't, sit right there and pray. John, if you want to drum up something, I might sing a little. No, don't worry. Okay. I'm kidding. Sure that words from human beings can really express the gravity of what I feel in my heart for 2014. I told somebody the other day, they mentioned 2015, and I looked at them and I said, if you think I'm crazy, that's okay. I said, but I want you to go home, and I don't want you to write in your journal in pencil. I want you to put it in something that's not ever can be erased, what I'm going to tell you, that 2015 will not look like anything we think it's going to look like because 2014 is so important. What does all that mean? I know what it means for Dane. Ownership. Ownership. Me taking ownership what God's asking of me. Okay? So here's the prayer points that I stole from Dusty's outline. For God to spend some time with you, what were your highs and lows? And what made these things highs and lows for you? Did God have anything to do with them? Put those things before the Lord and ask Him to speak to you about them. He's not going to waste anything from 2013 or before. Let's look around you. Who has the Lord put in your life? Stop arguing with Him. These are the people He's chosen at this time to be in your life. Are you building them up or are you tearing them down? Why not make a list and see what He will say to you about each one? How much time do you really spend with the lost? What is He telling you about this new year? Have you asked Him? And then ask Him this morning. And listen. 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 So I'm going to pray for us, and then we're just going to spend some time praying. Okay? Father, we do praise You. We do honor You. God, we thank You. Lord, we thank You for Your generosity. Lord, we thank You for Your provision. We thank You for Your goodness. Father, we thank You for Your discipline. Lord, we thank You that You love us so much that You're in the details, the big picture, and everything in between all the time. God, it is good to acknowledge this morning who You are, because that's who You are and You're not going to change. God, our emotions fluctuate. But Lord, You don't ever change. You are not led by feelings or emotions. Father, You're led by Your character and who You are. And I'm thankful for that. God, I thank You that we can count on You to be steady and steadfast. And that, Father, You are going to be the same today as You were yesterday and as You will be tomorrow. Father, I'm asking You to speak to us this morning. God, there may be some things on our hearts and our minds that we really don't want to go there, but You're pleading with us to go there. God, I know that You're stirring in us. Because God, You're not going to just let us be complacent. Lord, I do believe, though, and I want to thank You for it, Lord, there can be contentment right in the middle of adversity, of tough times. And I thank You for that peace. I thank You for contentment. God, help us now to spend this next few moments just looking right at You. Lord, I'm asking You to speak and speak very specifically to us. Lord, we put all this before You for these next few moments. Father, I pray a desire to be intimate with You would be our way of life. Father, praise You and honor You. We love You very much. Thank You for loving us. Lord, we pray all this and put it before You, thanking You that You hear our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that's all I got for you this morning. But I would hope that you would take it as ownership, your personal walk with God. It's nobody else's. It's yours. Be faithful with it in 2014.